Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Battle for Caserio continues. We're going to get into that with Sean Pendergast in about 10 minutes. But before that, 2 days away from Father's Day, what's the best advice your father ever gave you, John Lopez?
Two things immediately came to mind that he used to say. The first one is kind of simplistic, but if you think about it, it's really, really, really profound. When you commit to something, commit. In other words, don't just say, you know, I think I want to be a writer. I think I want to be a broadcaster. If you commit to it, commit wholeheartedly. I mean, again, that sounds simplistic, but if you're going to do it, it's kind of like if you're going to do it right. But if you're going to commit and you say, yeah, I want to do this, I really want that job. Okay, well, then do the job. The other one, and I've stolen this one and told my kids and told a lot of young people that I've been around over the years, and that is that every decision you make without any exceptions, every decision you make has a consequence. It could be walking out the front door instead of the back door. There's going to be some consequence to that. Hopefully, maybe the consequence is very, very minimal. You know, you're just walking out the front door instead of the back door. You change lanes. You know, that as simple as that. You could have a wreck if you change to the right lane, and you don't have a wreck if you're changing to the left lane. And then there's the bigger decisions. You know, every decision you make, do I want to go to this party or should I study for the final exam? Well, I really want to go to the party. If I make that decision, it has a consequence, and that's going to affect, studying for the final exam. And I've told that to my kids. You know, every single, without fail, every decision you make has a consequence. So just understand where the priorities are, and where, you know, the odds say the consequence is going to be more positive.
Figgy, what do you got? What's the best advice your father ever gave you?
I wouldn't call it the best, but he told me all women is crazy. And I ain't even tell my wife this, but he told me not to get married.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, he loved my wife and all that, yeah. But just in general, he said, boy, don't get married, boy. I'm telling you, that's it.
It's over.
Yeah, and he's like, that's it, man. And then another one he told me, never argue with a woman. Just don't.
Boy, that's
not
truth.
Even worth it. Don't argue.
We were talking about that the other day. Sometimes just bail. Yeah, bail.
You notice how Figgy kept the gloves on his head?
What do you mean?
Because we're talking about the best advice. He doesn't want to make his wife mad, but it's don't get married. And then he says, well, I'm not saying it was good advice. It was just advice. Keeping it up.
How about you?
The best advice my father gave me, he gave me a lot of advice. My parents got divorced when I was young. I had a stepdad. But the best advice my father gave me was college days. And he said this, it wasn't necessarily advice, but it's 100% true. Enjoy the hell. He said this all the way up till college, from elementary to college. Enjoy the hell out of this because it ain't worth a damn once you get out.
Oh, college?
No, getting out of, like, getting into the real world. Enjoy not being in the real world and living in your world, mm-hmm. because it ain't worth a damn once you get out. And yeah. I life doesn't suck. To quote the triple threat, but you know it really is true. Those really are the best days of your life before you hit the real world. You start after worrying about the stuff that you worry. The other thing was, and this is just sports advice, and this was just something just to bring it back to sports since this is a sports show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna get a jersey of your favorite team, son, if I'm gonna buy you a jersey of your favorite squad, you have to wear this jersey the Monday after your team loses.
No, I buy that.
So if I'm gonna buy you this Texas Longhorns jersey, son, when they lose on Saturday, the one day where it's most important for you to wear this jersey is that Monday to school. And mm-hmm. you know how much crap I used to take, especially,
oh, sure.
Can you imagine when I had a Chris Sims jersey after OU game, I had to wear a damn Chris Sims jersey to school? I was getting clowned. But you know what? I did it, and I took it on the chin.
It just shows that you're loyal. Your loyalty is not going to waver.
Just got to go ahead and take it. Yeah. Let's go to some of the loopholes. Loophole Ronnie, best advice your pops ever gave you.
Hey, fellas, good afternoon, and happy Father's Day to all the folks out there that are fathers. And I will tell you this, I'm going to make it short. I was 9 years old, and my dad told me one piece of advice that I didn't understand for a number of years, but he told me never eat in a room that does not have windows. Now, years later, I'm 19, and I go to a bachelor party, and we were at a gentleman's club, which it wasn't really one of the best, and I looked around that room. And it took me 11 years to figure it out. And I go, oh, now I know what he means.
Hey, you got to be careful with some of those buffets at the, yeah, at the gentleman club. Yeah. Loophole Sean, best advice your father ever gave you?
If it's got an apple, it's got a banana.
What in the world?
If it's got an Adam's apple, it's got a banana. That's what he's saying. You get it?
Yes.
Loophole Myron, best advice your father ever gave you?
Mean what you say and say what you mean.
I like that.
There you go. Loop,
I like that.
Loophole Donnie, best advice your father ever gave you?
Real quick, although it's going to take a minute. The worst day of my life, I was told I couldn't play, couldn't pass the physical, couldn't play football anymore. So I came home and my daddy asked me, well, Don, what you going to do now? And I said, I don't know, Daddy. He said, I do. Boy, you going to get a job.
Ah.
So I got a job. And about 2 months later, I met the most beautiful little girl. And in 3 months, we'll be 50 years.
Oh, my God.
Go. There you go, Donnie. We appreciate you.
That's
good
a good
story.
Consequence. Remember, I say every decision you make has a consequence.
Damn good story right there.
Yeah.
Loophole Paul, best advice your father ever gave you?
On the day that my oldest son was born, my dad told me, you're all alone. And everybody's out to get you. And he was just trying to tell me that you can't count on anybody. You got to do it yourself. You're working without a net now.
I love that.
It's damn good.
Everybody's out to get you. It's true.
You can relate to that more than me.
It's true.
Oh, no. Racist redneck. Best advice your
hey,
father ever
up,
gave
man?
You.
How you doing?
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, look. Shout out to my old man. He passed away a few years ago, but that man was a wise man. That's what he told me. He says, if for any reason, you decide to go to war without a helmet, always pull out. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Appreciate you, man. Loophole Kevin, best advice your father ever gave you?
Yeah, man. My dad used to tell me and my brother this, and we hated it. We probably still hate it, but it was a good piece of advice. If you stay up with the owls, you still got to soar with the eagles in the morning.
Oh, my dad
That's
used
a damn
to
good one.
When my dad when I would sneak in
they
late
they don't make them like that no more.
When I would sneak in late or get home late or whatever, and my dad had the same thing. He never gave me a hard time like for coming home late, but I was up at dawn mowing the lawn. He said, you know, go get the lawnmower, we gotta do the yard this morning. Well, actually he said, you gotta do the yard this morning. So I'd get home at 2-3 in the morning, just so hungover. And I'd be pushing that lawnmower about 7.
Oh, my God. I got to hear this one. I'm scared of this one. Pavetex, the best advice your dad ever gave you.
Man, he told me nothing happens good after midnight. And I didn't listen to him, man. But I wish I would have. It would have saved me a bunch of nights from the county jail, baby. We the North. We the North.
I've told my kids, well, they're older now, but I've told them, this is how I would I used to tell them. There's nothing that you can do after 1 a.m. that you can't do before.
Okay, but let's be honest. The myth that nothing good happens after 1 a.m. is a lie.
No, I didn't frame it like that. I said there's nothing you can do after 1 a.m. that you can't do before 1 a.m.
If you put it that way, but still.
Right? You want to chase girls? You can do that before 1 a.m. You want to do this, that, whatever? You can do it before 1 a.m.
Loophole Chad, best advice your father ever gave you.
He told me to be my own man. If I'm going to do something, do it because I want to do it, not because other people are doing it. In other words, be a follower.
There you go. Good advice.
Loophole Blaine, best advice your father ever gave you?
Every day he dropped me off to school, he'd say, don't hang out with Mr. Stupid, idiot, moron, and never forget about dumb.
you know.
Okay. Don't hang out with any morons. Loophole Nick, best advice your father ever gave you?
Only trust me and your mom. Don't even trust your brothers and sisters because they never wanted to be your brothers and sisters anyway.
Loophole Blake, best advice your father ever gave you?
My dad always said, stay dry while you're dry.
What? That could go so many
ways.
Yeah,
it could.
Loophole Don, you got the final one. Best advice your father ever gave you?
When I went in business 38 years ago, he said, if you can't make a living off your friends and family, you sure as hell can't make a living off your enemies.
Damn, that
that's good.
Damn.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. It is your day on Sunday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.